T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is Volvo's first full battery electric vehicle. And, you know, some of your listeners might be familiar with the Volvo XC40. It's kind of their smallest crossover SUV. And what they've done basically is they've just electrified it. Very simple. They've taken the existing XC40, and instead of having a combustion engine, it has a powertrain that is all electric. And we've got some interesting details. It's going to have around 200 miles of range in the first generation that comes out. And executives are a little bit coy on how much it would cost, but I managed to get one of them to tell me that it will be in the $50,000 range. So it will be competitive. You think, for example, the Tesla Model 3, the cheapest version is around $39,000, but because of all the add-ons people get, they're usually paying $50,000 anyway. So it's really interesting. But they also introduced some plug-in hybrids for their existing range of vehicles, and they're also offering to pay for the first year of electricity, the first year of charging for all their vehicles from 2021 onwards. So it was interesting from Volvo, a very different approach, and one that was really focused on their carbon footprint. And rather than putting profit first, they were making a big deal about how actually this move into electrification for Volvo is more about cutting down emissions than it is anything else.
That's interesting. And it is competitive also with the Audi electric vehicle.
Yeah, and so one of the things that they told me, you know, is that this is a luxury car. It's a $50,000 car. But at the end of the day, Audi's e-tron is still retailing for a minimum of $80,000. And in some cases, with all the add-ons, it goes up to $100,000. And this is really the problem with EVs at the moment. You know, everyone is trying to race to get a car to market that is profitable, but also affordable. And what was most interesting about this Volvo event today is this kind of recognition from them that there are still skeptics in the U.S. economy, that U.S. consumers, according to one executive that I spoke to, are split into three camps, basically: true EV believers, half believers, and non-believers. And that's why they've gone for this plug-in hybrid route as well as the full battery EV. They're basically saying, if you're not convinced by an EV, try out our plug-in hybrid, see that it is more efficient, more sustainable, more environmentally friendly. And in the longer term, they're very convinced that people will transition to full battery EVs. But at the moment, right now, for all of these automakers, it's the cost of production balanced against how much consumers are willing to pay for the car.
Wow, I didn't realize the Audi was that expensive. I thought it was more in the 60,000 range. So you've also been talking to Volvo about data privacy?
Yeah, so with this new generation of electric vehicles comes more gadgets, more toys, and more data. And you should really think about electric vehicles now really as an extension of your smartphone. You have geolocation data when you're using maps. You have communication data by linking your cell phone to the car. And what I asked executives is how they plan to manage this, because basically, you know, consumers now are very wary about what their data is being used for. The first thing is that with Volvo, this will be an opt-in system where if you opt in, the data generated by the car and brought into the car will be shared with Volvo. And basically, what that data will be used for is making the product better. So if you think about it this way, you're driving along in the car, you want the fastest route to your destination, but you also want the most fuel efficient. And if you're able to share as much data from the car as possible, then the operating system and constant development outside the operating system will allow that. But they basically said that, you know, this is an opt-in service. They're partnering with Google and the Android operating system. They're the first automaker to do that, and they'll follow Google's standard data privacies to go with it. But cars are generating lots of data, and it's a big question going forward. Where does that data end up, and what do consumers need to do to safeguard themselves from it ending up in places they don't want it to be?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.